And scripture reminds us in 1 Corinthians 6:14, it says, let all that you do be done in love. And I remember as a little girl genuinely feeling that. So step parents, if you are operating out of anything other than that, if you are operating out of a spirit of I have to and not I get to, they will pick up on that. They're a lot smarter and emotionally intelligent than we think.
Your blended family has 100% chance of success when you do it God's way.
We are Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Let's get after it.
Hey guys, welcome back to the BKF podcast. We are super pumped to be with you today. We're going to be starting a new series, so tune in the weeks to come.
Tune in.
Guys, if you haven't already, take an opportunity, like, share, join our community of blended families and people who support blended families. We would love to have you. You can search on everything, social media, Blended Kingdom Families. You can also subscribe on our YouTube channel, see this video, see this podcast in video format.
Yeah.
You can also drop us an email at info@blendedkingdomfamilies.com for your feedback or any questions you may have.
Yes.
But we're going to be starting a three-part series. This is in my wheelhouse.
Yes.
Because we're going to be talking about step-parent, stepchild bonding.
Yes.
One of the more, I'm not going to say it's overlooked or assumed, but it is definitely one of the areas of blended families that people struggle in. And I think mainly they struggle because the dynamics are all over the place.
Yeah.
Children could be from birth to adult children.
Yes.
And the relationship could be contentious with your ex-spouse or it could be great.
Yeah.
Your parent could have gotten married, you know, soon after the divorce or 10 years after the divorce.
Yeah.
So we don't know what the contention is, but we're going to try to address this from the best way possible. So we're going to do this series on things not to do.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to do on things to do. Uh-huh. And then the following week, Michael and I are going to sit down and we're going to talk about the things that we did right and the things that we did wrong.
There you go.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're having a good time with it. So biological parent,
yes,
step parent, just a little background. I've been a step parent now for 10 years, coming up on 10 years.
Yeah.
Michael was six
when y'all met.
When we met.
Yes.
He is now 17, so we've definitely gone through it.
Yep.
We have three children together, all boys. So that's just a little context around this situation.
Yep.
Tell them about, before we got married, kind of your context leading up to this.
Yeah, so I'm part of a blended family. So my mom had been married previously. She married my stepdad, who also had a daughter. So experienced that myself with my stepfather, the stepchild and stepparent bonding, and male to female, because there's so many different dynamics. There can be male to male to female, and you know, or female to male, you know, and vice versa. And so that's a little part of my background. And you also came from the blended family. You were the ours child.
I was the ours child, and I definitely saw, you know, people who don't know that story, I had a half sister who was killed when I was 14. She was 16. And she was my half sister. She was my mother's first child.
Yeah.
And I saw the dynamic between my biological father and her as a step parent, which was not a healthy relationship at all. And the things that I definitely learned not to do when I was faced with that situation. So it's odd how, you know, God can use a situation in our past to prepare us for what we're going to experience in our future.
Well, yeah. I mean, you never would have thought maybe, you know, that you had no idea that you would marry a single mom that had a son and watching your dad for so many years and how he interacted and parented Natasha, you know, that it would affect you and play a part in your role as a step-parent.
It was like oddly, it was like I found myself in situations, especially as Michael was older, where I like flashbacked to situations that I saw my father and my half-sister doing and going, oh my gosh, let me not fall into that trap.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about the don'ts today.
Yeah.
And again, guys, this is not a subject, and I want to really hammer this home. You cannot halfway through this subject. You can't just willy-nilly yourself kind of and just expect things to happen. You have to be intentional. We don't want to leave that relationship unattended.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing is we want to make sure that we're not impatient. And I'll say this in a lot of ways. A lot of people look at this and they say, well, I've married your mother or I've married your father, therefore you should give me the respect that I deserve. Therefore, we're going to bond the way children and parents bond. And we get really impatient about that process. We expect results. And as step-parents, we expect appreciation mm-hmm. and, you know, kind of those accolades that come yeah. with it. Mm-hmm. And we're not patient about the process. Mm-hmm. So walk me through, like when we started dating and got married, walk me through kind of the, you know, what being impatient may look like.
Well, before I answer that question, I want to say too, I think when you place that type of expectation on the relationship, mm-hmm. the disappointment that can come along with that, if that expectation Huge. Is not fulfilled. And so for one, like you have the saying, and it's death by expectation, because mm-hmm. It can kill a relationship. It can kill the desire, so to speak, of what you thought could be mm-hmm. Whenever you do put an expectation on it. So again, I like that you said to start off being patient and mm-hmm. giving patience yeah. and grace to one another as you're going through this process. Now, what was your question?
When we talk about the patience side of it and what our expectations are, do we expect that child to verbally tell you that they love you? Mm-hmm. You know, again, we're looking for that verbal. Do we expect that child to hug you?
Yeah.
Do we expect that child to be excited when they see you? Those are the things that we have to drown down the expectation, because the child experience is very different.
Yeah.
The child experience can be one of immense sadness mm-hmm. as, and we saw this where Michael may have an intention or a dream that his parents may be back together again.
Yeah.
So to know that that reality is not going to come to fruition could be a lot of sadness.
Yeah.
So if we have an expectation that our children are as excited as we are to start this new family, mm-hmm. we're going to be maybe disappointed in that.
Absolutely. You know, I can remember when my mom and stepdad got married and just kind of how that process was for me from being a little girl to, you know, my dad. And my sister was, she was 8, she was going into her senior year. And so yeah. she was only in the house like mm-hmm. a couple of years. And so her and my mom's dynamic was very different from mine and my dad's. And so, you know, I also don't know my biological father. So yeah. I never grew up with a positive male figure in my life. And mm-hmm. For me, it was exciting. And at the same time, I also remember being a little jealous of that relationship, because I'd had my mom all to myself all these years, and now there was a man in my mom's life that was taking some of that attention away, so to speak. One thing that I think that, you know, that my parents did well is that I had a lot of time with my stepdad. Now we're talking about the don'ts, but what I want to say to this too is I remember that my dad was intentional about leading in love and everything. And scripture reminds us in 1 Corinthians 6:14, it says, let all that you do be done in love. And I remember as a little girl genuinely feeling that. So step parents, if you are operating out of anything other than that, if you are operating out of a spirit of I have to and not I get to, mm-hmm. children, they will pick up on that. They're a lot smarter and emotionally intelligent than we think. Yeah. And so when we can come from a place of leading in love and grace and impatience and taking that expectation off, mm-hmm. man, I think that one, we can set ourselves up for success, but two, we can also provide an opportunity for that relationship to bond and to develop naturally versus the opposite if we're doing it out of a spirit of, like, I have to. So I think leading in love is one of the first things that we want to do, and staying away from, like, you know, just the opposite of that, yeah. I guess, so to speak.
Well, and don't lead in competition. That's another big thing that step-parents do, is they look yeah. at it and say, I have to compete with their biological parent.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, in our situation, because I'm a stepdad and he has a biological father, again, that's a male-to-male comparison or a yeah. male-to-male competition. Could be different if you're a stepmom, and raising a daughter versus raising a son. But sure. leading competition looks like I have to outdo, mm-hmm. and I can't celebrate the other side.
Yeah.
You are different people yeah. as a step-parent and as a biological parent to the child. You're separate people. So you can't look at this and say, I have to compete with that other side or that other mm-hmm. parent yeah. so that the child, you know, enjoys their time with me more.
Yeah.
In fact, it's the opposite. And that's what we're going to talk about on the do's, is we want to encourage that relationship. We want to encourage the differences. We want mm-hmm. to encourage yeah. them to experience the differences. So don't lead in competition. Don't expect results overnight.
Yeah.
So this is going to take time.
Yeah.
You may find that you have hills and valleys throughout your step-parenting journey. Yeah. You may find that you are defeated one day and celebrated the next day. Mm-hmm. You may find that you're defeated for long periods of season. You may find that your efforts are unrewarded.
Sure.
Completely unrewarded. A good saying in blended families is it's just not your weekend to be celebrated.
Yeah.
And even though you have tried hard and fast and done all these great things, I remember a story that one of the couples told us is they were preparing for prom season, mm-hmm. and the step parent had gone all these different things and picked out dresses and picked out jewelry and got the hair done and all that sudden. But prom was on the other parent's weekend.
Yeah.
So when it came to prom night, she wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the results that you're preparing for, you're not going to experience immediately. So don't expect overnight results. Mm-hmm. Don't expect overnight praise.
Yeah, I think, you know, I can, looking back on one of the things that I don't think that my parents did very well, I remember my mom trying to discipline my stepsister. And granted, you know, my stepdad had been married before.
Yeah.
And so now my stepsister has this new mom. She's coming into her senior year, and my mom is out the gate disciplining and, you know, doing, and I remember that. And I remember, I'm like, that didn't go over well. Like, I remember a specific situation between my sister and my mom in the kitchen, and they have a wonderful relationship. But yeah, you know, that's one thing. And so I think, you know, in whatever season you're in, when you're beginning to foster those step-parent, step-child bonding experiences, I think this is where the biological parent really, how they can support the step parent and support their spouse in this process is taking on some of the brunt of like the hard things that happen and really trying to promote that relationship and just be that support for your spouse. And so I can see where my dad, there were certain times when my dad had to step in and I don't want to say like protect my mom, so to speak, but it was their marriage came first. And so, you know, supporting her in that way, but also supporting in the decisions. And so one thing that we always talk about is, you know, some of the don'ts is don't allow, you know, and everybody's situation is different, but allowing the biological parent to discipline can help, foster that relationship with the stepchild and stepparent, in that they can take time to build trust and learn to trust one another and confide in one another and build up that bonding experience before they start implementing that discipline.
So the one thing that I would point out is there is some oddities about kind of the dynamic, whether you are a stepmother or a stepfather, and I'll explain what I mean by that, is being a stepfather and coming into the marriage and being expected to be the leader of the family. And there's a dynamic that exists when you're the leader of the family that you may be, you know, asked to lead in the areas of discipline. Mm-hmm. So leading in that area with a step parent, just as you said, can be very dangerous, especially at the start.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where, again, that dynamic doesn't need to be passive. You don't need a passive dynamic here of saying, well, you're the head of the family, you're the leader of our family, so you should lead on discipline as the dad or the stepdad.
Yeah.
When we know healthy blended families look at that from that dynamic of the biological parent, even if it's the biological mom, should lead when they start.
Mm-hmm.
And then that transition should slowly happen over time as trust is built. What I have seen in blended families is as soon as they get married, as a stepdad, you're responsible to take every lead possible.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of dads get into that mode, like, well, I'm the leader of the family. If there's something wrong, I'm going to address it head on.
Yeah.
And that's the unhealthy concept of that. Whereas the dynamic of if you're a stepmom, that dynamic may not be there because the biological father is that natural leader.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I mean by that as the dynamics change. So I also want to talk about, and we made reference this before, but don't assume that your children are excited about your marriage.
Yeah.
And that's, again, one of the don'ts is don't put your children on the same emotional level that you're on.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and the other one is don't bash the other biological parent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oof. We get this a lot. You guys, there are things that are meant just between you and your spouse, but not for the children. And so, you know, we don't want to bash the other parent in front of, and we shouldn't want to do that anyways. You guys, scripture reminds us, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your might, but also love your neighbor. You know, we don't have to, we may not agree with our ex-spouse or like them, but we are called to love.
Mm-hmm.
And so just keep that in mind whenever, you know, you're dealing with the stepchild, step-parent bonding, because we have seen more times than enough that if one parent, whether it's a step-parent bashing or it's a biological parent bashing the other biological parent or step-parent, when that child grows up, they have this thing called emotional intelligence, and they're going to see what manipulation is. They're going to see what deceitfulness and those things are, and that will not help your relationship. They will look back and they will be like, man, you were really trying to cause a wedge between me and this parent's relationship. And that can cause resentment then between that child and the parent that was doing the bashing. And so we have seen that time and time again with the blended kids and families that we counsel. So just leave the bashing out of it. It's the worst thing that we can do.
No, I agree. And you're going to have plenty of opportunities. You're going to see opportunities, and you're going to see little moments where you can, again, stage in competition.
Yeah.
And it may seem like you're doing something or you're highlighting something to your child or your children, but what you're really doing in the back of their mind is you're bashing their biological parent. Because regardless of what you think about them, your child loves them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the things that blended families just really, that dynamic really struggle with, is you're like, I have these strong adversarial opinions of that person, but my child loves them to eternity. So every time that you say something, it's going to separate you from them.
We wrote about this in the book, but we said it's hard to hate something that your child loves. And again, going back to scripture, we're called to love. We may not respect what they do. We may not respect the decisions that they have made, but when we can extend forgiveness, when we can extend, you know, repent for any wrongdoing on our part or any harbored anger or resentment, and when we can truly love and see them how God sees them, that changes everything. It will change your heart. It can even change your children's heart and even your ex-spouse in that relationship.
Okay. So the last thing we're going to talk about is, and this is, I'm going to say it and you're going to think, well, it's got to do with, you know, children getting along, but really it has to do with step-parent child bonding, is don't assume that your kids will all get along. So again, we see this dynamic a lot where, you know, dad may have one or two kids and mom has one or two kids and they get married, and all of a sudden they're beginning to blend and they're looking at bonding, and part of their, you know, kind of lotus of like, where is the measurement here is how well do our kids get along? And does that make a difference in how I'm bonding with her children or I'm bonding with his children? Kids are going to react differently in all situations, and they need also time to create memories, create opportunities to bond. So don't assume that your kids are going to get along from the start, and absolutely don't assume that that is the measurement that you're going to use for how I like those kids or how I'm going to bond with those kids. Like, if my kids aren't bonding with you, then I'm not going to bond with you. But those kids are different. They're different situations, and you're the adult in this situation. So you need to be responsible for creating bonding experience, which we're going to talk about next week in the do's part of this. But don't assume that that is the measurement of control there.
No, I agree. So guys, just kind of to recap, don'ts. We don't want to expect overnight results. Taking away those expectations. We don't want to bash the other parent, whether it's biological or step. Just cut the bashing. Take the lead with discipline if you're the biological parent, until that foundation of trust and that relationship has bonded and has been established. Don't assume that the children are excited about your new marriage or have the same feelings. Again, this is where open communication and even, you know, family counseling or individual counseling for you or your kids or everyone together comes in handy. And then don't assume that your kids and their kids, your spouse's kids, are going to get along. Again, we have to be intentional about creating those opportunities and keeping that open dialogue about how they're feeling in this process and in the transition.
Yeah. Guys, this is a great series that we're going to do. Again, next week, we're going to talk about the do's in that step-parent, step-child bonding experience. And then the week following, Michael and I are going to sit down and we're going to talk about some of the experiences that we had, some of the good, the bad, what we did right, what we did wrong. So you're not going to want to miss this series. Guys, see you next week. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Be blessed in all that you do.
Hey guys, so glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
And you can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we hang out with more amazing podcast guests. And remember, nothing will be impossible with God.